From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Kerry O'Connor, and Paula Poundstone. And here again is your host at the Belk Theater of the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. It's now time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play any of our games on the air, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Dan from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, Dan, how are things in Albuquerque?
Not too bad. Just
you had to think about it, it sounded like.
Descriptions don't just leap out at you, I guess.
No, I guess. It's there. It's hot, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not as hot as Phoenix.
That's true, and I'm sure that's something you tell yourself every day. Well, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, of course. Carl is going to read you three limericks inspired by the week's news with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
Sounds good.
Here is your first limerick.
I cleared it with Justice Alito. Most conservatives shouted out, Neato. New research I'll stem with this here red pen. In 6 years, this is my first...
Veto?
Yes. President Bush, very sensitive to the feelings of Congress. For 6 years, he's let them do whatever those little darlings want. Then this week, he finally decided, what the heck, let's give this veto thing a try. At a press conference explaining his veto of a bill that would have allowed federal funds for embryonic stem cell research, Bush surrounded himself with small children who had been conceived using adopted embryos. He said, quote, these children are not spare parts. This revelation caused Dick Cheney to curse and storm back to his secret lab to rework his plans for eternal life. All right, here is your next limerick, Dan.
My mind wanders, but I don't complain. I can spot things, but I don't retain. While I'm scanning and blinking, my laptop is thinking. It's wired right into my...
brain.
Yes, very good. The Defense Advanced Research Products Agency, or DARPA, was troubled by that time-wasting split second it takes a person's brain to go, aha, apple, when it sees an apple. So DARPA's solution, wire that brain to a computer and speed that sucker up so you can recognize produce or anything at 10 times your normal speed. DARPA hopes to use the technology on federal agents who have the job of analyzing video, gathering intelligence. It'll also make it possible to waste up to 50 hours in a single day looking at YouTube videos.
So you walk around with this laptop on your head? I don't understand.
No, apparently it hooks into your brain in some unpleasant fashion, and it just speeds you up. It actually is like a little, maybe it's a little nitrous for your brain.
It's going
in a different way.
You know, I didn't need to be any faster at recognizing produce. I was exactly fast enough.
So it makes your response time from when you see something to recognizing what it is quicker?
Yes.
Eliminating the use for the word, oh.
Right.
Yeah, that's it squeezes that out.
Yeah.
Oh, well then wait, don't tell me, it'll go off the air.
That's true.
It'll just be, don't tell me.
Yeah. I already know, that's what my son says. Anytime you try to I already know.
All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
Just a dog and a gun? You're a schmuck. You'd better bring friends and a truck. When you hear its quack, you'll wheel out the flak, because this is one heck of a...
duck.
Duck, yes! Paleontologists in Australia have discovered the fossilized remains of what they're calling the demon duck of doom. A 10-foot-tall, 881-pound duck-like bird with a beak that's, quote, obviously made to scissor out chunks of flesh. Archaeologists getting all colorful on us. Roaming the plains with these killer Huey, Dewey, and Louies, There are 20 other previously unknown species, including saber-toothed kangaroos, tree-climbing crocodiles. Disney has announced that in their next animated film, Donald Duck will be played by Vin Diesel. Carl, how did Dan do in our quiz?
Dan was perfect. Peter, he had 3 correct answers, so Dan wins our prize.
Congratulations. Well done, Dan.
I've never been perfect before.
You are now. Today, sir, you are perfect. How does it feel? How does it feel to be perfect?
I shouldn't get used to it, I guess.
No, okay. But for one moment, you were at the pinnacle. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.